the truth.
I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is March 8th. It's a Monday, 2024, I guess. Well, you know, whatever date we want to make it up, it doesn't really matter. We're just going to, you know, just don't. It's, I got to get my headphones on here. I forgot about, and I had my tinfoil hat on today. Oh, so sorry, guys. Today was just a big conspiracy day. I really thought that we all should be just concentrating so hard on, you know, protecting ourselves from the, that's a big head. I was just kidding about the tinfoil hat thing. Guys, listen, we've got a lot of other stuff going on in the world around us that I don't think that we pay attention to enough. But again, that's my opinion, not yours. These are my things that I want to displace onto you and make you feel guilty or whatever it is and blah, blah, blah. But in reality, guys, we had the eclipse today. The eclipse is still going on. It's continuing to go on up through New York, up through Maine, and the rest of the world has no idea what we're talking about because they're not experiencing the same thing we are. And if you're down in the tip of Florida or if you're at the tip of Alaska on the Bering Strait side there where you can see Russia, in reality, when you think of these things and you see these things, you got to understand that there's a lot of importance, I guess, if you want it to be important. If you want to say that you're going to see the aliens come, if you're going to say that you want to see whatever, it's there for you to infer or to make whatever it is you want out of it. Hey, Ken, good to see you. Ah, yes, Ken, I saw that you did buy your shirt last week. Thank you so much for being a part of the Jim Price Show and helping out with keeping us alive here. Ken, thank you so much for that purchase. And you should, shirt will be going out this week. Pam is out of the office until Tuesday. Is it Tuesday or she'll be back Wednesday? Anyway. Juliana, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you and everything you're doing there as well. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Now, guys, as we go down through all these things that are happening out there in the world, I did happen to... I was going to go meet with a friend. They were giving me some ASEA, which I don't know if you guys knew or not. I actually was taking ASEA for quite a while. And I don't know if this will fit on top of here like this. I guess this will give a better effect of how lunacy it really is nowadays. Anyway, I went over and she was going to give me some ASEA. And because she's worried about my kidney stones. And so she was being a very kind patriot to Jim Price and sending me away with some ASEA. And so when I was there, they had their whole office was out front, and then they had a lady with a little telescope and had a little screen on it so you could be able to see the sun and the eclipse of things. And I watched it, but I was surprised. I said, you could just look at the sun. You don't have to have the glasses on, and people are just like clutching their pearls.
Oh, how dare you? You'll go blind.
Well, I haven't been able to see anything since the eclipse, and so I don't know what they mean by going blind. I have no idea what they mean because I haven't been able to see a thing ever since then. The world is just completely dark, and there's no more color or fix. Come on, folks. Well, anyway, I told myself, well, sun gazing is a thing. And sun gazing is like, you know, that's part of, you know, resetting the color wheel in your eye, helping get rid of parasites. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And so I just stood there and I just was looking at the sun and I could see the eclipse just like everybody else could. Guys, this is, someone made millions of dollars selling people glasses that they didn't need. And, hey, Edward, good to see you. I, it's pronounced Asai. Leanne, it's called Asai. I don't think that. Sia? Asia is Asai? You're the only one that's told me that, Leanne. I don't know. I'm going to have to fact check you. Just have to see what you're talking about there. And anyway, so guys, I got to look at the sun because I wanted to look at the sun. And everybody else that was hiding behind their prescribed glasses according to science, again, I'm in a situation where I'm sitting right here in front of you, and I'm the gentleman who stood in front of a bunch of people that I had no idea who they were. All I was doing was picking up the water, and I stood there. I fixed their telescope so they could see the eclipse, and I showed them how they could see different things. And it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple that way. You don't have to do a lot. Again, this is where we think that we don't. I don't think we realize that this is an example of what we shouldn't be doing. The idea that there was this eclipse and everybody's running around with their hair on fire going, oh, my eclipse, oh, my God, we're all going to die. Well, the problem with that is that that's what they want us to do. That was the idea. Remember, we instituted the National Guard. We did all these other things. For what? Really, at the end of the day, what was it really about? So, Ken says, I was hiding behind clouds of gloom. I don't think I own a pair of sunglasses. Well, yeah, I could see that too. I could see how up there in that northern area, it might be a little hazy and cloudy once in a while. Sarah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Lindsay, thank you so much for being a part of the show. So when we all got into this, we all started going, oh, the world's going to end. The world's going to end. We're all going to die, all that good stuff. And I got a little snippy last week about it because, guys, if you want it to be the end of the world, then it will be. You know, the world doesn't need a special permission to go ahead and just end itself. I mean, if you guys want over, then just make it over. Again, this is about intention. It's about what you say, how you say it, what your body's saying, what your, all this stuff. This is all very important. But yet, you would get so caught up in this stuff that goes, oh, there's going to be a demon release tomorrow. There's going to be a this, that tomorrow. There's going to be, guys, we had, what was it? There was supposed to be a portal open. Then we had, John says, just slightly dimmer sun here in Naples, Florida, but not too noticeable. Yeah, actually, it wasn't that big a deal. And then John Kennedy, he says. And then John Raider is over here. He's chiming in. And Acia is a salt-based water that helps get rid of ailments. Nice, John. I appreciate that. All right, guys. Well, anyway, so the world didn't end. We all didn't die. I guess we were supposed to have, and we didn't, or whatever it is. But the sad part of it is, guys, is it doesn't take that much effort to really look past their agendas of things, of fear-mongering and things like that. What was all the National Guard for in Oklahoma? Again, not even a situation. Wasn't even really in Oklahoma. Wasn't a problem. All right, so Lindsay says she has a question, and so when someone says, I have a question, usually is a setup, so we'll have to see if this is a setup or not. If the sun and the moon are both lights, how does the moon block out light from the sun? Well, first of all, the sun is the microwave in the sky. The moon is reflective in the idea that the off-white, gray color, powder stone on the moon will then reflect the sun. And it's only reflecting what we can see to be one band of light. We don't see all the spectrums of light coming from the moon. But there is one band of light that comes off of there. Now, the idea that, remember, the world didn't go dark. Helen says it's sunny in California. Well, it's also expensive there, so stick it. Just kidding you, Susan. Just kidding you, Helen. But remember that everywhere you looked around the sun was still daylight. But yet where it was on you, it was hazy or dark. And it was an 87% eclipse here in Wichita. I just stood outside with those folks. I didn't even know them. And so that was actually just standing there looking at him. But when you think about how the moon gets in the way, well, the problem is that you're not going to see the moon because of the light of the day, because it's not reflecting, but yet it's going to be able to block that out. Now, in reality, the moon doesn't block out all of the sun, even though it blocks out, Helen says, and crazy. So, yeah, it doesn't block out all the sun. And John Rader goes, I have a question. Wait, it was a setup. Sorry. Yeah, no worries. I appreciate that, John. Thank you for your humor. Anyway, so again, this is a situation where the world wasn't dark. The sun, you know, the sun was being in the area. It was being cast a shadow. Because the moon casts a shadow and we see part of the sun going away because of that, it makes me wonder why it is we put so much emphasis. I've seen several eclipses now in my life, and I probably will see more. But in reality, what is it about? What are we talking about? We talk about this eclipse and the importance of it. Well, why didn't the world all come to an end right then? Why didn't it all stop? The moon only reflects the light from the sun. When the moon is between us and the sun, it blocks the sunlight. Yeah, Susan, you're absolutely correct. So this is, again, a situation where we have to be careful. We have to protect ourselves because we get ourselves wound up in that negative energy of things, and we don't have to. And that's when we start wearing things like this, you know, this accessory here. So we start doing stuff like this because we're worried about the EMFs. If you guys are worried about EMFs, you'd go back to lead paint in your house. If you guys were honestly, truly worried about the environment and truly worried about your health, you would use lead paint because lead paint doesn't use as much material, lasts longer, and it also blocks the EMF and the infrared that are able to see the heat signatures of your body inside the building. Think about these things, guys. Why did they take the lead out of the paint? They didn't take the lead out of the paint because it makes it last longer. They took the lead out of the paint because it lasts less time, and it doesn't block EMF, and it doesn't allow you to be private in your home. See, when you want to be private in your home, you can't do that unless you have lead paint because infrared's not going to be able to see through it. See, this is the point, guys. They told you that babies were eating lead paint, so we have to get rid of it. But the problem is that, is there chocolate under the tinfoil hat? Milk chocolate? No, Just a fatty brain material, fatty gray material up here. That's all it is. Nothing, no rabbit, no Peking duck. You know, I didn't know how to do a tinfoil hat. You know, if I could find lead paint, I would use it, says Susan. Now, Susan, I do believe. Now, let me look. See, let me. Hey. We'll do this together. Let's all this out. Ella, paint, replace. Lead paint maker. How about that? Let's see here. How was lead paint banned? When was it banned? Let's see here. I want to see if there's a way to put... let's see. I want to see how... How do I phrase... Let's see here. Lead safe renovations. No. When was lead paint banned and why? No. Lead paint. Before it was just dangerous. Lead was the miracle metal that we loved. It still is. How to remove red paint or lead paint. Let's see. How to make See, I'm trying to do a little life hack here for you guys. All right, here we go. How to make lead paint. Oh, what is this? There is a Williamsburg lead oil ground. Williamsburg lead oil. Okay, what is this? Lead paint. How to make lead paint. Boy, they just, I tell you what, the amount of propaganda against lead paint is really thin, guys. It's not very convincing here. Where to find lead paint? Wow. This is amazing that there is just over and over and over and over and over how to test for it, how to get rid of it, how to remediate it, how to And I literally put how to make lead paint. Wow. That is crazy. Let's see. Arkansas, Russellville, completely dark. Looks like 8 p.m. All the lights came on. No traffic. Only we drove along the whole town. I like it. That's pretty cool, Juliana. That's great that you were able to do that. Kathleen, Cat, as she so refers to herself as Cat. Sorry. Bowling Green, Ohio. It went gray. I sat in the front porch with the fur babies. Then a pale yellow. Then the sun was back. Sorry, I was expecting something spectacular. Perhaps I'd be whisked away. Yeah, these are all viable, you know, things. It's kind of what should have happened, right? Jonathan says, hey, Jim, hello, even everyone driving can't chat for a second. That's all right. I understand, Johnny. We will not. We will count you as a present and also participating. We try not to hold that back against you. Let's Sydney Harbor triple lead paint. What? Stone paint, fine, VOC free. Well, I want VOCs, but that's all right. With the gravitas of its namesake, the triple lead is a gray with that exudes confidence and authority. This commanding shade is the cornerstone of sophisticated palettes, offering a solid ground from which elegance emanates. Man, who wrote this? It is a hue of choice for spaces and for the design to make a statement without uttering a single word. Well, that's wonderful. Is there any other colors? Can we get other colors? Can we get other colors? Can we get other? Can we get other colors? I'm just asking for a friend. I don't see other colors here. Universal primer. Oh, you'd also like. Oh, they got triple graythorn, triple rebel. Triple wood smoke, half lead. I might have to remember this little website. Let's do this. I'm going to put this out here on the comments so that everybody can see that. Appreciate you sending that over. 40 lashes with a wet noodle. Jonathan says, Edward has now turned into the sergeant-at-arms, it seems. He is taking over the disciplinary actions of the Jim Price Show, so here we are. So anyway, let me put this. Thank you for that, John. Appreciate that, putting that out there. You have to order it special. Just resist eating the chips. Oh, man, that's no fun. Why can't I eat the chips, man? That's the best part. The chips are the crunchy part, John. Why would you tell me I can't have those? Anyway, all right, going back. Maybe tonight the moon will just be gone. Do we even really need it? Well, I will tell you this about the moon, though, Lindsay, is the moon does have a positive-negative charge polarity that does cause the water in the bowl that we call oceans. It does cause it to slosh. So if you guys know that the moon and the and all that stuff, it does allow for the churning of the oceans and the waters and the earth and the magnetic polarity to be pulled. So this is one of the things that kind of keeps the stir stick going, so everybody knows that, you know, life should be here. What dip would you use, Jim Price? Dip. Dip is in, like, nicotine dip, or as in, I don't know, dip? I don't know what the answer would be. John, you're gonna have to give me a better, a little bit, what dip? So you have to give me that. You have to give me a little more information. Maybe, uh-oh, here goes Lindsay. She's going to give me another, I have a question. But we don't really know because we haven't seen the oceans without the moon. I'm just saying. Well, that's true. You know, maybe the water just perpetually sloshes itself back and forth, thousands of years after thousands of years after, you know, all that good stuff. Maybe it's not being churned by the moon. Maybe it just sloshes a lot. When you dip, I dip, we dip. Nice, Lindsay. Very good. John says, you have to make dip from erasers to take out the lead for the... I think John's going down a little bit of a path here, a little rabbit's hole here to get me going. Amy Lynn, good to see you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. John over there with his paint chip stories, so that's a thing. Anyway, so just, guys, think about what we're talking about here. I'm being facetious about lead paint. I'm being facetious about the tinfoil hat, which, you know, obviously this is a one-of-a-kind, never to be duplicated. I mean, this, and by the way, this thing got hot. I don't know if people wear tinfoil hats a lot, but there was a lot of, churning of the moisture on the head there. So I wasn't real happy about that. So anyway, but when I can sit here and I can poke fun at the different things that I'm talking about and say, oh, you know, this is a thing or that's not a thing or it isn't a thing or it is a thing. That should tell you guys in the end of the day that there really isn't a lot to these solar eclipses except for they give us something to talk about. Again, perfectly fine. I love the idea that we're able to do that. But you still made that hat so good. Well, Lindsay, you know, safety first. You know, here at the Jim Price Show, we always refer to safety as our number one priority, and I better go out and get our government chemicals so that we're all a little safer. Yeah, anyway, there's that. What was I listening to the other day that found out that Pfizer was a part of? Pfizer was making something, and they really had no business being involved in it. I can't think of what it is offhand, but anyway. There's a lot of these things out there, guys, that we have fallen for, and we need to be different and say, okay, we're not going to fall for this crap anymore. We're going to be different. Claudia, good to see you. Oh, by the way, guys, Claudia has already donated for tonight's show at 7 p.m. If you guys are still wanting to do the question and answer Zoom call tonight at 7, or we can do it tomorrow, just need to know what your guys' schedule is and what you guys feel like. So if you guys are up for tonight at 7 p.m. Central, or we can do it tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central, I need you guys to chime in the comments if tonight at 7 or tomorrow at 7 Central will be. And then John just asked again, I have a question. He only has half a question, so this is not a whole question, guys, so don't think it's a big deal. Are we doing a Zoom today? And I would say yes. If you guys want to do a Zoom, we will do a Zoom and do a Zoom, 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 Zoom. We could do a Zoom. If you guys want to tonight, we can. If not, I understand. But tonight or tomorrow, you guys have got to chime in for me. So let me know what it is that you guys want to do on that. Tonight or tomorrow night, guys, you got to chime in. And you got to put it in the comments or put it in the Messenger app or on Telegram, wherever it is. So you guys, if you guys want to be a part of the show or be a part of the question and answer tonight or tomorrow night, I need to know. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it 7 o'clock tonight or 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You guys tell me what you want. Majority rules. John's giving me Ebonics right now, so he's giving me the I'm good with both of them days. So yeah, there's that. So John he's hooked on Ebonics. If I join, do I have to be on camera? I hate being on camera. Well, Lindsay, we tend to trust you more if we can see your face. So I guess that would be up to you to say whether or not you do. But we always appreciate, especially if you're talking, we would prefer you to have your face on. And that'd be all right, too. Claudia, I logged in here just to find out when. And she says either. So, Claudia, let me... I would say, no, you don't have to be on camera. Oh, man. How democratic of you. Majority rules. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to follow Nancy Pelosi's, you know, example. Let's see. Trust me more. Yeah, trust me more. Karen's here. Good to see you, Karen. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Yeah, guys, if you guys are wanting to do it tonight or you want to do it tomorrow, that's going to have to be... now I've got Ebonics all over my... Guys, I can't translate Ebonics like that fast. You guys... That's hilarious. All right, let's see what else we got. Okay, so 50 Cent. But, oh, by the way, guys, did you guys see the P. Diddy list of names he said he's going to put out? Did you see that? Did you hear about this? So this guy's going. This guy's going a little bit rogue on the old reservation here, using some old derogatory terms. I don't get on camera because I like. People, I don't want to hurt anybody. Oh, John. Yeah, so old P. Diddy had him and his kid on the thing. Let me see if I can find it real quick. P. Diddy list. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we got here. That didn't come out. Everyone named in P. Diddy's sexual lawsuit. More celebrity names dropped in Little Rod lawsuit. Everyone named. Industry Noble mentioned in, wow, they just really have not covered this. Let's see if I can find this. By the way, guys, thank you so much for the donations you guys have sent over the last week here. It's been great having those. Thank you so much for being a part of the Jim Price Show on your donations. And guys, I'll tell you, at the end of the day, that's how we keep this thing going. So if you guys don't donate... Ain't no Jim Price going to be hanging around. It's kind of how that all works. Where did that go? Huh. Yeah, I can't seem to find it there. P. Diddy list. Ah, so it did come up here. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Show it to me. Show me. Show me the money. Yeah, here it is.
Drake.
Oprah.
Oprah.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Will Smith.
Alicia Keys.
Alicia
Keys.
Black King God. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Okay, so that one person had to put a bunch of music over the top of it, which I don't understand why. So anyway, this is so the idea is that P. Diddy got up there and was doing his little name of things. These are the people he is naming. You guys leave me out to dry. You guys ain't my friend no more. Well, let me show you what I'm going to do to you. So remember, he is not in custody, and he has the same type of tapes that that your buddy Epstein did. So Epstein's Island, that whole thing, that guy, yeah, that's what we're getting ready to see to happen here. I think this is all going to crumble really fast. It's kind of interesting to see. Guys, thank you so much for being over on X or Twitter. It's pretty good to... pretty good numbers over there. Got more numbers on X than I do on Facebook right now, so that's good that we're pulling those kind of numbers. Always good to have. All right, so anyway, P. Diddy's got himself an issue, and he looks like he's going to try to take down everybody with him if he goes down, which, again, you know, he named Oprah as like one of his very first people on the list. This is a good thing for us. We want to see these things come down. If you guys want, I can go ahead. Why don't I go ahead and we'll do it tonight at 7, and I'll go ahead and make that executive decision so you guys have something to do on your Monday night after the eclipse. Let me get you guys the Zoom invite real quick here so you guys have it. Bound a 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 bound. Oh yeah, the J-I-G. The J-I-G, that's the one for me. And it's gonna be tonight at 7 o'clock. There we go. And that's 7 o'clock Central. All right. Copy invite. All right. I'm going to send this out to you guys. That way you got everybody. 7 p.m. Eastern. No, that's 7 p.m. Central. Central. We are, we're Americans here. We do everything by Central time. And there we go here, guys. And bam. All right. And let's see there. Go there. Comments in all the different platforms. You guys have got it. No questions, no questions. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. All right, everybody's got it on their stuff. Okay. Oh, Laurent, good to see you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, and he has already shared it out, so good for you. Thank you so much, Laurent, for doing that. I appreciate it. And so anyway, so this whole thing about the totality of whatever it was, we're all going to die and this and that, guys, it was an opportunity for me to do sun gazing, which I really did enjoy. It was very good for me, and I did appreciate that. Juliana, you bet. I do appreciate you guys being a part of the Jim Price Show as well. Juliana, if you want to be here, that is the login for that. So you guys just click on the Zoom link and it should take you guys right straight to it. No passcode required. And I would appreciate if you guys did chime in when you guys came in, said hi. And also keep your names real. Like if your name is John Rader, don't come in at, you know, don't come in some other way. That's just all I'm saying. So, just something, as we're going through all this stuff, just when you go to see that, put your name on there on the Zoom so we know who you are. I get everybody's on a code, but and at the same time, we're on in a private room that, yes, we are putting the links out there publicly, but I do believe it's a safe space. So let's make sure that we all put our names out there and see, you know, see what we can see, be a part of what we can see, all that. How do we share the Zoom link? Just copy it and, you know, do a click copy and then you can post it out from there. So John says he likes Hobart. Hobart, I'm not gonna. No, John, you gotta be you, man. You gotta be free to be me. I'm debating being on camera for the next couple hours. I will debate being on camera for the next couple hours. Well, Lindsay, we do appreciate you being a part of the Jim Price Show, and we do appreciate seeing your face. So, just saying, there you go. Anyway, so the idea that we were going through all these things, everything was what it was. We're all freaking out. The end of the world was going to happen. The world didn't quit turning. Now, do I believe that this is an opportunity for them to come up with a red flag moment? Yeah. Do I believe that they're going to use every opportunity they can? Yeah. Do I believe that this is the tip of the iceberg? Yeah. Do I believe that the eclipse made the earthquakes or whatever is going to come? No. By the way, I did move up to, I have one extra follower. Even though I had 3 new followers today, I'm actually up 1 from where I was Friday. I'm at 3278 today. I had 3 new followers, and I'm all the way up to 1 extra one today. So we were at 3277 on Twitter, and now today we are at 3277. So we're going to have to keep a flow chart on this, kind of watch how my followings over on Twitter follow along. It's sad. It is absolutely sad. The other thing is, too, is I like it when they always go and they go, well, click. I'll click on a like or something, try to like it, and it will show the heart going, and then it'll turn itself off. Gotta love that one. That one just makes me so happy. Makes me so happy. That's just how it works. All right, guys. Well, anyway, so just remember that everything that we're going through right now, all the stuff that we're having to talk about is only because we've let them, control us. We let them get a hold of our emotions. And so here we are out here running around going, oh, the world's going to, we're all going to die. And we're not going to die. Yeah, it's just going to be a part of the deal. I am more worried about the financial crisis than anything. So, all right, let's see here. What was it? John, you just shared with me the live show. I don't know what you're doing there, buddy. Might I suggest a tinfoil mask to go with your JPS shirt? Well, safety is our priority here at the Jim Price Show, so we ought to come up with something to keep you guys from... You mean like you want to look like Jim Price, or you just want tinfoil on your face? Tinfoil mask, or you want a Jim Price lookalike mask? I don't know how to get one of those. I don't know if you can do that. I don't know. Is that something you'd want? Run around Halloween? Scaring the little kids. What do you think? I'm scared. So, anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, guys. Well, that this seems like this. I just want you guys to just understand that this whole thing didn't have to be this way. We didn't have to be all freaked out and flipped out about any of that stuff. And I know that we had a big long conversation Friday about it. We did have the 3 rockets launched during the eclipse, during the solar eclipse, and NASA launched 3 sound rockets into Earth's atmosphere on Monday afternoon. NASA scientists launched rockets to observe disturbance in the ionosphere when the moon eclipsed the sun. The first rocket was launched 45 minutes prior. We read about this the other day. Looks like there's a little video. NASA doing their little thing. 1, 2, 3. And I don't know. Understanding the ionosphere and developing models to help us predict disturbances is crucial to making sure our increasingly communication-dependent world operates smoothly. While, says Mr. Professor Guy with a really crappy name. Let me go off of that. That right there just keyed a thought that I was wanting to talk to you guys about already. I was thinking about the other day when we talk to plants and we talk to animals and we talk to trees and we talk to grass and we talk to chickens and dogs and cows and horses and whatever it is, whatever living other thing, parrots and cockatoos and everything else. We talk to these things, right? What if What if the idea that we, because we are the only thing on Earth that has the gene to communicate verbally, what if in reality that is the downfall of man? What if us talking is actually a lesser force, a lesser resonance, it keeps us at a lower vibration so that we're not able to amplify ourselves or be amazing in our own power? What if the actual whole process of actually talking is actually a way of keeping us at a low resonance? Because nothing else, dogs, birds, tigers, camels, giraffes, elephants, they all communicate in their own way, but it's through frequency. It's not enunciated words. It's not the vocabulary. It's not the Black Laws Dictionary. It's not all these other things. And I just wonder if we actually are really honestly dumbed down because we use verbal communication where everything else uses frequency. And I don't know who sent this to me. It's out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the Jim Price Show. So someone mailed this to me. I was going to mention this. I don't know who this sent this. They mailed it out April 1st, so last week. And I get that what they sent me here, and this is, I'll get back to the communication things through verbal as opposed to spiritual. And I appreciate everything in here. I mean, this is, I would like to strongly encourage all the people to read paper Bibles and do not trust technology these days. According to James, the brain is a battlefield in the 21st century, but actually humanity is already under attack in the World War III, fifth generation warfare. So this goes on, and it's Dr. Robert Duncan said in his book, Project Soul Catcher, that because 90% of humanity leans towards a spiritual tendency, the reverse intelligence agencies prefer to use mind control scripts of a religious nature. And it goes on. I mean, there's a lot of writing here. And then there's this big page here that's got all this pictures and writing. It seems very important. But it doesn't tell me who they are. Make sure you stock up on food, medicine, supplies, health oils, frozen meats, grains, salt, water, warm clothes, ivermectin, antibiotics, hydroxychloroquine, Christian neighbors. And that's the end of it. They didn't sign it. They didn't start out by identifying themselves. They didn't give any of these things, but they sent it to me out of Tulsa. I just wish people would send more information. I don't need to play guessing games. I don't need to make it a, if that's from somebody, I need to, it's like, hey, thank you for sending that to me. And John Rader, it's pretty close to being a chain letter. I mean, it's pretty close. It doesn't tell me to make 15 photocopies and send it to all my family. But it would be nice if people just, went ahead and put their name. I don't need to be nondescript. I don't need to be hidden or whatever. Just put it out there, guys. Now, Claudia, was that from you? I don't know. I mean, Claudia's the only person I know that's been pretty active here on the Jim Price Show lately, and I don't know if she had sent that to me because I know she's out of Oklahoma, but I don't think she's out of Tulsa. But I could be wrong. I don't know. But anyway, I appreciate the information. But again, if there's something I can help with or whatever, tell me what you're, tell me that you sent it. And but anyway, I do appreciate everything that was in there. But again, I don't know. I kind of want the context, of what's going on. Anyway, going back to, when I was thinking about talking, it's like in my backyard and in my property here, I talk to the trees. I don't say, hey, Mr. Tree, your leaves are green. Woo-wee, you're so great. That's not what I'm doing. But what I am doing is, you know, I do have these thought conversations with the trees. I do have interactions with my bees. When I talk to my bees, I go out and I'm like, hey, guys, you know, how's it going? I'm just going to check everything. I'm not here to disturb you. Just hanging out. And I will tell you, bees are very, very communicative. They do a lot of communication. They talk to you a lot. Their wings will tell you exactly what is going on. And so don't have to, you know, kind of guess if they're mad at you or if there's a problem or you've done something. Claudia says, not in Tulsa. I didn't think you were, Claudia. I think I remember mailing yourself stuff to another place, but just had to check just in case. Anyway, so as this is all coming apart here, I want us to think about this, that what if in our race to communicate, we're really racing away from the energy and the telepathy or the mind communication that we all have. The sad part of it is it's scientists, physicists, the government, private corporations, individuals have all talked about how the ability to read one's mind and the ability to talk to each other spiritually without opening your mouth. Well, what if in reality that's the way we're all supposed to be? We're all supposed to be, you know, using our brain, talking through thought. What if that was what Tartaria was about, what the old world was about, what was going on with this ether connection to pulling energy out of the, you know, the ethos, the environment, the air around us? So what happens if we decide that we all want to just, you know, not have these verbal conversations and then we can actually start talking to each other mentally? What freedoms do we have? Does that mean that we can move freely across the globe without having to ask permission from gravity or our government? And if we're using our mind power, we're using our mind's ability, what does that do for us? If we learn to communicate without verbal communication, what happens then? How much more powerful do we become? How much more connected to your creator do you become? How much better as a human being do you become, and you're not so caught up in all the chaos of the day? You see where I'm going with all this? See, I think too many times we get caught up in the idea that we need to talk. And I do believe that, guys, we don't talk enough. Let me give the other side of the sword, this double-edged sword, right? I just cut it this way saying, listen, this, you know, maybe we shouldn't be talking. Maybe we should be, you know, using our mind's power, our mind's eye, our ability to communicate without words. But I will tell you right now, we do have to be talking. We have to get better. And once you start being able to establish the communications through verbal, then the non-communication things will come right after that. But you have to establish the ability to communicate with each other first, which is through the primitive. And the primitive is that you use it as a way of starting the conversation, getting the conversation style down, and then that way when you start using your mind to communicate, they already know what you sound like, they already knew who you are, and so they identify and want to communicate with you. Do you see how that's different? John says, I confess, I'm a time and space traveler, but I forgot my password for my time sauce machine, so I'm just enjoying staying here with y'all's. John, I do appreciate your humor, buddy, and I do not believe that you are a time traveler. Sorry. Watch the movie Chaos Walking. Jonathan Marsh over on the other Facebook page says, watch the movie Chaos Walking. All right. Well, I'll have to do that. The deep state has taken our powers from us to keep us weak, but we are working to regain them. Oh, absolutely. See, that's one of those situations where, you know, we can, we can do whatever we want. We could communicate in any style, any fashion we want to. Hell, we could create our own language. See, we don't need anybody's permission. We don't need the government. We don't need a college. We don't need some guy in a shitty wool blazer telling us how to enunciate our words better. We could create our own language. We could do our own thing, be our own people. We create our own parallel economy without having to be a part of them. And there's a lot of ways to do that, a lot of things we can do. But don't skip past how powerful you are. That's the big part where we miss so many of our powers, is that we give them away and we don't use them the way we should. And we really, guys, it's a lot of reasons to get excited about what you have for power. So, John Rayner says, I sent you a movie. I'll follow you down. All right, John, you're sending me a movie. I'll follow you down. Movie title. All right. Let's see what we got here. Jim Blossoms. I'll tell you there. There's a Jim Blossoms. Haley Joel Osment. No, let's see what the movie here. I'll follow you down. 2013. After the disappearance of a young scientist on a business trip, son and wife struggle to cope. Only to make a bizarre discovery years later, one that may bring him home. I don't know if I remember that or not. Maybe I didn't. I don't know, Johnny. But, you know, good. He says it's a good movie. We'll have to see. Pig Latin. Well, yeah, we can. Why not? We could do Pig Latin. But we have to be good at Pig Latin, right? We have to be able to know what each other's saying. Now, we can always go and create whatever we want. We could create to meanings of, we can take the English language and just change the meaning of all the words, and then we're done. I mean, we already know what they are, but then we have to change. See, this is what they do, right? When we talk about how the evil of the world does all these different things, they are the ones who will go out of their way and change the meaning of a word, like words I can't even find in the Black Laws Dictionary, you know, that we're suddenly going to, oh, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. But again, it's going to happen if we don't let it happen. If they want to use spells, then we can use spells against them. If they want to use our words against us, then we can use our words against them. See, that's how we have to think about this thing. This is not something that we just go away quietly. We got to fight them at this. Now, not that I want to go create a language of my own, but we could very easily take the English language, create an English word order that means something to us, but means nothing to nobody else. John says, well, I got two Johns over here. John Kennedy says, Congress has changed all the meanings of the words to polar opposites. Well, that is a truth. That's true there. That's like the whole acronym thing you talk about the other day. Well, again, guys, if we don't want to be victimized by this, we can stop it. But a lot of the things that we think of as Ebonics is actually the word opposite of it. So if we say, let's get out of here, you know, there's these words that they use to create a push away, right? We're going to look in one direction, but it goes in the other direction. Tanya says, hey, Jim. Hello, everyone. We are still here. We are still here. The world didn't blow up. Well, no, Tanya, didn't. Now, like I said in the beginning of the show, I don't know if they're going to take this opportunity to go ahead and create some chaos, but I would not put that past them. So just hang in there, guys. Sad part of this is we continue to have something that's always fighting us and chewing our legs off of us. And we don't have to be a part of that system. We don't have to do those things. So, all right, guys, we made it through the day. We made it through the episode. We got everybody through this. Now, guys, if you guys be ready tonight, 7 p.m. Central tonight. We are going to have our Zoom call. So we do our Zoom call tonight, 7 p.m. Central. You guys, I put the link out on the show. If you guys need it, DM me, text me, whatever, email me, whatever it is, I'll send it to you. And invite your friends, guys. If you're not inviting your friends, you're not doing your job. Yes, you got to show up. Yes, there's a $5 donation. Yes, you got to bring your friends. Line them up, 20 deep. I want to have too many people in the Zoom as opposed to not enough people in the Zoom. So bring your friends, bring them all. We'll figure it out, and we'll have a good time. And I want you guys interacting. I want you guys to be a part of everything. And when you guys log in, please try to make sure that you are using your original name or the name that we know you by, John Rader. Don't come in as, you know, Fluff and Puff or whatever the name is. All right, guys. Well, as we've gone through the day, it's been exciting. Saw the eclipse, stared at it with my bare eyes. Did not need the little lensy things. Did it perfect, not a problem. I think you guys can see that there's a lot of lies that in just that alone. If I can look at the sun without my sunglasses, without my little sunglasses, my little eye coverings, then you could have done the same thing as well. And Lindsay says, I will definitely use my real name because I always do. Well, I think she's trying to shame a little bit of somebody out there. She's trying to shame you guys. You guys are the problem. John Kennedy, thank you for the donation. So, thank you so much, sir. I did see the Venmo come up, and so I wasn't sure what that was. I did see the notification come up, John, so thank you so much for being a part of it. John says, I never do. I do my own name, honest. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing out there. Remember, this is how we do it. This is how we push back on the narrative. We make it sound like it's nothing. We all take a big, deep breath and say, well, we know that there wasn't an issue. We all knew it was going to be a problem. We're not going to die. The red heifers didn't slaughter or burn or I don't know, whatever they were supposed to do. Again, these are all the things. CERN reactor was moving 2 weeks ago. They were up and doing that, and they were continuing on doing other experiments as well. But, guys, someone decided to give them billions and billions of dollars to build something over the last 20 years. This is not something we built last week and screwing around. This has been a long-term plan for them. All right, guys, so thank you so much for everything you guys have been doing out there. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in, we will win. I promise, don't make promise, can't keep. Guys, remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. You've always been the answer. So remember, your God-given inalienable rights means that you do not have to go to your small-g government for any permissions to do anything. They are the last thing on your list of to respond to in your daily life. Do not listen to these people. All right, John Kennedy, good to see you. This is a good deal. Jim, thank you so much for being a part of the show, guys. John and Lindsay, it's good having you guys all be a part of the show. Who else do we have out here? Edward, good to see you as well. He was out here chatting it up. I did see Laurent out there as well. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. Jill, good to see you. Thank you for being here. And Susan Bly, I think I may have missed a few people on the list here, but you know who you guys are. You know who you are. All right, guys. Any questions or comments for me, get a hold of me, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. And, yeah, that's just how it works here. Chill out, guys. We'll see you guys here in a couple hours. 2 hours. Two and two, right? That's about it for me. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good. I'll be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.